This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, kind of rough. And coming in here, you'd think if you saw the pitching numbers with the way that the Pirates' starting pitchers went, Beto even is doing well. You've still got a team that couldn't win the series or even split the series against the Miami Marlins team that's been respectable, but nothing that couldn't be overcome. The Marlins right now, second in the NL East. They're 45-34, six games back of the division, but they're doing well this year. The Pirates have sunk to 35-42. They're 5.5 games back of the division. In their last 10, the Pirates are the only team that is under 500 in their last 10 games. The Reds 8-2, they're hot. The Brewers getting better, 6-4. They're keeping pace with the now division-leading Reds. Remember when that was the Pirates like a week and a half ago? Ugh. Cubs 8-2 in their last 10. The Cardinals are 5-5 in their last 10. The Pirates 1-9 in their last 10, and they've lost 13 of their last 15. So we're gonna hear some comments from Derek Shelton. I'm just wondering what you think out there as well, if you want to express frustration, and I also want to know what you think about this question I'm about to ask. You can call me 412-928-9370, 412-928-9370. You can also tweet at me at callus_33 is my Twitter handle. That's callus_33 on Twitter. So would you look at this season any differently if the Pirates didn't go 20-8 to begin the year? I mean, I know that might seem like an obvious question, but are any of you out there extremely frustrated that the Pirates started so well and got our hopes up and then they've crashed? And I can't help but think that there are many of us who jinx the Pirates. I'm not just talking about Crowley, talking about getting back on the ship. I mean, I heard Joe Starkey say it, the PM team mentioned it, that it would take a catastrophic fall for this team not to be competitive down the stretch. And we've seen that catastrophic fall now. May was rough, but June is bad. 13 of their last 15 they've lost. Very bad. Like the catastrophic months past April, they happen. I nobody thought that it would happen, and maybe you did, and that's what I want to ask you. I mean, were you fooled by the month of April? Are you frustrated that the Pirates may have gotten your hopes up? I really didn't think, and I was a believer in this team from the start, and I've mentioned that, and I've said that, and it's documented as early as February, saying of me saying that they would win 84 games, because I saw the year last year where when the Pirates had veteran help, not just young guys trying to play, when they had Jake Marisnyk and Roberto Perez on the roster, they were doing better than anybody had thought into May, and it was only when injuries occurred to both those players and young guys were forced into the majors, did the team start to struggle, and then they recessed into, a 62-win team. This year started differently because all these pieces were finally coming together. Some of the top prospects were either on the way or they made it. O'Neill Cruz was a huge piece. Vince Velasquez was returning to the form that he had when he was with the Phillies at the end of last decade, And then Velasquez gets hurt. O'Neill Cruz gets hurt. Just several, G-Man Choi gets hurt, several injuries to the veteran guys, and not that young guys are being forced up. And that might be what's frustrating about this more than anything, is that last year the young players were called up out of necessity, you know, to fill roster spots. And now it feels like we're clamoring for the prospects to come up because the Pirates' top prospects are ready. Now, we're getting there. They called up Nick Gonzalez this weekend. So, I mean, that's good. I can live with that. I think that's a good move to call up a former number one pick for your organization. But they're missing the right position at this point. They're missing helping at a position that's struggling offensively. We heard Jim Leland's comments last week about Austin Hedges and Jason DeLay. Now, Henry Davis is here, but right now he's not a consistent catcher. Andy Rodriguez just hit a bomb in AAA over the weekend, and he's still down there and not called up. If they don't call him up this week, there's something wrong. And Derek Shelton talked about in his postgame press conference yesterday, pitching, and then he was asked about the offensive struggles, and I want you to hear both of these answers. Here they are, Derek Shelton from yesterday.
Definitely frustration that we could have won three or four. I mean, you saw four well-pitched games by our starters. You know, I mean, and with the exception of really one inning, we threw the ball well the entire series and did a really good job, except for the first game here, you know. But it's an encouraging sign because we're talking about three kids that are rookies, you know, one kid that didn't even start the year in big league camp with us. And, you know, Mitch had a really good start. So, you know, it's right now it's not a situation where we're not getting good starting pitching because we're getting elite starting pitching right now. We just got to figure out a way to score more runs.
How do you figure out how to score more runs?
Yeah, I wish I had that answer for you. We have to figure it out because we're in a stretch right now. We're not doing anything offensively, especially anything early in the game, and that's what we have to figure out.
So I don't know if the answer is not obvious. I'm sure you out there could figure it out. What's the problem with the offense? What's the offensive struggles? Austin Hedges in the lineup, big problem. Jason DeLay being a catching option is a problem for the offense. There are no more threats on offense. O'Neill Cruz is out. G-Man Choi's out. The rest of the offense is struggling without them. O'Neill Cruz was a perfect top-of-the-order guy for the Pirates because where you put him in the order, teams may pitch around him because they understand he's a threat, but he's not in there anymore. There's no heavy threats on the team. Most of the hitters have been inconsistent, but you're telling me that you don't know the answer to this problem. Shelton doesn't know the answer to the offensive struggles, and it's that Austin Hedges, a notorious in the 100s hitter, is on the roster in the lineup starting most games in a week. And you've got Henry Davis, who's touted as a great offensive player, and Andy Rodriguez, who's hitting majestic home runs in AAA. Neither of them are serviceable to catch right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It can't get much worse than 13 out of the 15 games won in that stretch. The Pirates have lost 13 of their last 15. And Derek Shelton, as the manager, is saying, I don't know what the offensive struggles are. I don't know how to improve. Listen to that again. It's baffling.
Yeah, I wish I had that answer for you. We have to figure it out because we're in a stretch right now. We're not doing anything offensively, especially anything early in the game, and that's what we have to figure out.
I don't know why Austin Hedges isn't the obvious answer. I mean, I get the entire lineup is struggling, but Austin Hedges batting in the mid-100s is not helping. And I don't know if I've officially declared it, but hear me now. I'm not on the Hedges train anymore. He was a serviceable piece at catcher when the team had a more developed lineup, but they don't right now. And the fact that the manager, Derek Shelton, is out there going, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the offensive struggles are. I think it's just a bad look. I think it's a bad look for the manager to just say, yeah, I don't know where the offensive struggles are. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to get better. Maybe plug some better offensive pieces in there. Give his team some help in the form of prospects. Now, again, Nick Gonzalez is up great. Henry Davis is up kind of great, but he's not playing the position. He's not playing his primary position. So you got Henry Davis in the lineup, not playing his primary position. You've got Nick Gonzalez up, who that's great, but there's a lot of depth in the middle infield right now, so it's not a position of need. And Andy Rodriguez, still in AAA, hitting home runs. Hitting well. I think he had a rough stretch there over the last couple weeks, but I think he's proven by now that he deserves a Major League call-up. Get DeLay off the Major League roster, bring up Rodriguez, have Henry Davis and Andy Rodriguez try out the catcher position. Bring Hedges in as a defensive replacement if you must, let him start once or twice a week. But get Andy Rodriguez and Henry Davis in there on a consistent basis. And I think that's the answer to the offensive struggles. But it baffles me that he says in that press conference yesterday that I don't know what the offensive struggles are. I don't have the answer to the offensive struggles right now. It's just nuts. 412-928-9370. If you want to give me a call, you're welcome to. Again, you can also hit me up on Twitter. It's at @Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. I mean, you're frustrated that the Pirates gave us some hope that now seems to be false. It's not unrecoverable either. The season is not unsalvageable yet. I mean, their hot start has also kept them in this division race right now. I mean, 5.5 games back seems tough, but remember the Reds were in that similar situation, and then they rattled off 10 in a row, and now they're the division leader. So this division's still weak, but the Pirates are kind of playing into the mediocre parts now, and they're losing at a significant enough rate that they're falling. And the Cardinals are coming up, and that's really scary as well, because I believe that the Cardinals are buried, but they might not be. They're 32 and 45. The Pirates are 35 and 42. Pirates 5.5 games back of the division lead. The Cardinals 8.5 games back. So that's scary stuff. The Cubs are only 3 games back of the division right now. They've been hot. Like I said, they won 8 of their last 10 games. But the Pirates have lost 9 of their last 10, and the Pirates have lost 13 of their last 15 as we continue to go through June. A worse month than May? Absolutely. Are you frustrated about the false hope? Did you see it coming? I know a lot of you out there will say, yeah, I saw this one coming. I don't know, though. I don't know if I believe that. But for me, I was a believer in this Pirates organization. I mean, I thought that they were going to do better. You heard me say I thought they were going to win 84 games. Some of you might want to call. Some of you might want to tweet at me. Some of you might just be thinking, yep, well, they're going to shove that one back in my face because they're not looking to be on a great pace now to finish over 500. It's not impossible, though, to salvage this season. I mean, I want to make that clear. They could still rattle off some wins. Maybe the Reds or the Brewers or the Cubs all get cold and the Pirates could pass them and then get back into the race. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but it looks grim when the starting pitching goes to a team like Miami that's kind of on the rise. And the Pirates have them in at least three of the four games. Pirates probably could have won three of those four. But the bullpen and the lack of further run support hurt the Pirates. Keller, Beto, I mean, they pitched well in this series. And that's what's frustrating about it as well. The team needs some help. And I think it starts at catcher. If there's one answer that Derek Shelton should be able to give, it's that the catching position lacks offense. And it does. Jason DeLay and Austin Hedges are not doing it at a consistent enough rate. And on top of that, Hedges is batting in the mid-100s. He hasn't a home run this year, so good for him. But the Pirates as a whole, offensively, are struggling. And to have a catcher batting in the 100s, in the mid-100s, it's not helpful right now. So that's the answer. Derek Shelton said he doesn't have the answer for the offensive struggles. They just got to get better. They got to have more timely hitting. Well, it starts with setting the team up for success, and I don't think on the offensive side of the ball that Austin Hedges is doing that for them anymore. And it can't hurt to put Davis and Rodriguez in. It can't. If you're losing 13 of your last 15 games, that can't hurt.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.